are juxtaposed for us today. One, failure of faith, the other, triumph of faith. God promised to give them the land. They went, and their faith wasn't equal to believing him when they saw the obstacles. And this woman, she kept right on coming. And the Lord did not make it easy for her. First, you see, have pity on me, Lord, son of David. Son of David is a messianic title, also one associated with healing. My daughter is tormented by a demon. But he did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and said, send her away. She keeps calling after us. She's walking along and calling out. So he said in reply, I guess in her hearing, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now she's a Canaanite. She's probably not, that's where the Canaanites used to live, like 1,000 years before. But they don't forget this culture, as I've told you before. The other text says she was Syrophoenician. Lord, help me. Our Lord says, it is not right to take the food of children and throw it to the dogs. So I'm looking after the children, and you're one of the dogs. You'd think that would be enough, wouldn't you? Turn away. Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters. She won. Oh, woman, great is your faith. Now, why is her faith so great? Because she penetrates to who he is, not just a miracle worker. Now they're talking. That happens a lot. We're on our best behavior when we want something. But we don't always pray like this. Faith. The only way to grow in faith is to pray. And I don't mean just pray, oh Lord, give me faith, give me faith. I mean, spend time with the Lord. We have to be put to the test. Our faith has to be tested so that it grows. Now, one very simple test, as I think I mentioned before, is just to make acts of faith on your own. Talk to God. Lord, I believe that you are. I believe that you're Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I believe that Jesus of Nazareth is divine. I believe that he died. And just keep practicing. What happens is we get put to a test like this and we kind of withdraw. I mean, I'll go to church on Sunday, but I'm not going to get to be a fanatic. I mean, look what happens. In other words, another way, which is close to the one I just said, you know, is to just preach the gospel to yourself. Francis, do you know that God created the world, had a glorious future for mankind, that he blew it? Do you know that that didn't stop God, whose love is so great, that he came among us himself? And died for us in an awful death to set us free. Francis, do you know all this? You see, tell yourself. I don't know whether this lady was practicing or not, but when she got under pressure, she was okay. And that's important for us. See, we're in Matthew now, and as we move along, we're in chapter 15 right now. You can feel like we've got a lot of opposition texts, right? His Pharisees are attacking him. Probably have another one tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow we have Peter's confession of faith. But you see, what is faith? It's accepting the truth that we know. I always give this example of a guy came through that door. Well, he'd have to come through the other door now, I guess. But with a machine gun, and said, anybody who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, line up against that wall. Well, now you got to make up your mind. Do I or don't I? Now, most of us would say, what the heck, let's go. What else can I do? I just hope he can shoot straight. It's nice to do that for ourselves. Put ourselves in a spot and then pray. If we obey the Lord, you see, everything that the Lord wants from us, he arranges so that we will respond. You know, the one who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And my Father will love that one. And I will love him, and I will show myself to him. Faith is the way to revelation. So, I think we should practice while it's easy, because it may not always be easy. And we have to hold by these truths. I'm only accenting right now, sort of, if you will, the intellectual part. But you know, we just prayed this morning, the prayer, at morning prayer on Wednesday of this week, as always, keep us from sin and error. In our minds, sin, oh yeah, but error, no, error kills. It takes us from truth. So we have here an example of Israel, punished for 40 years because they wouldn't believe the Lord. They saw the obstacles and they wouldn't go through with it, except Caleb. He'd go through with it. And then we have this woman, personally rebuffed over and over, and she keeps coming. Yeah, she wants that daughter healed, but she also knows that that's the one who can do it. And she keeps coming. And our Lord is thrilled to death. Because you see, what he wants of us is faith. That we'll believe him. That we'll trust him. Well, as I say, the only way to grow in faith is to have a prayer life and to fight for it. I mentioned before, I'm amazed to see how many people are praying in darkness. And yet they're praying. It seems to be that one of the ways we're supposed to bear this world toward God for his mercy and forgiveness is to just pray an hour a day. No matter what we think we're getting out of it. And when you're there, and all of a sudden you realize you've been daydreaming, just bring your mind back. Look at the Lord. It gives him great glory. The Holy Spirit is at work in us in our depth. And we have to respond to that, even though there's no perceptible feedback. It's because the church is already under terrible attack. It's the only reality on the globe that can mitigate what's coming. and so it's under attack. But if we continue to just pray, intercede, that's why I say this Mass for the Church so often, and I say this Canon 4 of the special canons, because there, the title of this canon is Jesus, the Compassion of God. So let's not give up. Keep at it. If you get bored, just bring your mind back. Don't bring a novel. Just go before the Lord and pray. And fight for this world.